everyone. Welcome to Reach Higher Riverside, where we share all Reach Higher stories happening across the nation. My name is Priscilla Grijalva, and I am your Reach Higher Riverside podcast host. Everyone, on this episode, we have an interview with Karen Lopez, who is the Manager of Community Outreach and Engagement at Reach Higher. I'm so excited to share this short interview with Karen Lopez. Hi, everyone. I'm with Karen Lopez from the Common App. Can you tell everyone a little bit about yourself and about your background?
Hi, Priscilla. Super happy to be here. As you mentioned, my name is Karen Lopez, and I am Reach Higher's Program Manager for Student and Family Engagement at Common App. I received my bachelor's in international affairs with a concentration in conflict resolution from the Elliott School of International Affairs at George Washington. And while at GW, I was also a scholar of the Cisneros Hispanic Leadership Institute. And a little bit of more background about myself. I was born in Mexico and I moved to Los Angeles when I was six. So I grew up in a couple of different cities, and then just to name a couple, Cudahy, Southgate, and Pico Rivera. So I know this is based in Riverside. So just wanted to share that really quickly.
Oh, what part of Mexico are you from?
Sinaloa.
Okay, that's awesome. And how did you get involved with Reach Higher?
So it's a very long story, but I'm glad you asked. In 2016, I was one of the students chosen to attend the Beating the Odds Summit at the White House. And the Beating the Odds Summit is an event Reach Higher hosts to combat and reduce summer melt. And summer melt is the idea for, you know, that for whatever reason, some students just don't show up to college on the first day of classes. And this could be due to numerous reasons, like maybe missing a housing deadline, or finding a place to live, or making a tuition payment. Summer melt, as we know, disproportionately affects low-income, first-generation minority students. And the Beating the Odds Summit is a celebration to get students excited to go to college. And it was a life-changing experience for me. I got to meet Mrs. Obama for the very first time, and it truly inspired me to attend college here in DC. At the time, I had a UC Santa Barbara orientation even paid and was ready for college near home. But that fall, I decided to hop on a plane and go to college across the country without any friends nor family in the area. It was a little tough, but an amazing learning experience nonetheless.
Wow, that's awesome. I love the Beating the Odds Summits. Like I hold them at my schools. I also have watched all the ones they have on the YouTube channel. So that must have been an amazing experience for you.
Yeah. And then in 2017, I became an intern for the Up Next Texting Intervention. And in that role, I served as a near peer mentor for students, which means I was directly interacting with students enrolled in the texting intervention on a day-to-day basis. And in 2020, right before graduating, Reach Higher posted a job and I applied as an engagement associate and got the job. And just recently was promoted to a program manager for student and family engagement here.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
What is your favorite thing about your job?
That's a tough question. I would say all of it. Mostly being able to work on large scale projects and realizing how big Reach Higher's reaches is amazing to witness. It's grown a lot over the past couple of years, just knowing that my day-to-day work makes a difference, but brings me a lot of happiness. And being a program manager on this means I get to work on the strategy and implementation of the work, but I love getting to see messages from students. Towards the end of all of our interventions, we get a huge upsurge in gratitude messages. So I've been on multiple roles on this project, but from directly interacting with students on a daily basis to an associate and now program manager, these messages have always been one of my favorite parts. Something that has really stuck with me has been something a student recently said this past October. They mentioned that they sent in, it was the last campaign that we sent out, and they responded and they said that they were a student with ADHD, and they made, you know, that made keeping track of necessary things and deadlines a little hard for them. So things like scheduling new classes and renewing the FAFSA. And they mentioned that our text messages and reminders really allowed the student to stay organized and on top of things they needed to do. It made their college life easier to navigate when, you know, you have a friend on your phone helping you out whenever you have a question. So it's always really, you know, rewarding. It's rewarding work. And aside from that, just getting to work with amazing people who care about the same issues as I do.
Yeah, that's great that you get to see those gratitude messages, because it really shows how your work behind the scenes is impacting students. So I'm glad that you receive those messages. Can you talk about the Common App chat box and how that got started?
Yeah, thank you. So Retire launched its very first texting intervention in September of 2016. It was called Up Next, and it was an opt-in program, which means students had to text a number and be opted in. It was launched in, I believe it was launched with the intention of supporting first-generation students like Mrs. Obama herself. And this is back when Reach Higher was housed at the White House. The initiative then grew and Common App acquired Reach Higher in 2019. The texting intervention remained as a part of our programming. And now we just recently launched a new texting intervention, which is an RCT, which is a randomized controlled trial. So students are not able to opt in, unfortunately, but this will only focus on supporting students of low income households, students interested in attending MSIs, minority serving institutions, and community college transfer students as well.
So what are some examples that the chatbot helps with?
So there's a long, long list of almost everything that has to do with the college journey. So this texting intervention is in partnership with Mainstay, which is our bot provider, and CAC, the College Advising Corps. And some examples are like FAFSA application and verification, college applications, scholarships, how to read financial aid packages and how to choose one, and then also choosing the right college and the transition into college life. And if students want direct support from a live counselor, we also offer that through CAC.
And what is the time frame or typical time frame for them to respond back to a student's question?
The chatbot is active 24/7. So this means a student can text the bot at 3 a.m. And get a response back. If the bot doesn't have an answer to a question, it gets escalated to a live college advising core advisor. And then the advisor begins a conversation with the student during work hours. And we normally tend to flag certain topics to get automatically escalated to a college advisor. So things like mental health, choosing the right college, and financial aid packages are some topics that we think are sensitive and would be best answered by a human.
Wow, I love that it covers everything, including mental health. That's awesome. Do you go ahead, Karen.
Yeah, we get a lot of messages saying like they're really grateful for the mental health check-ins. Even just like hey, how are you doing is actually a big game changer for them.
Yeah. Do you ever see like the chatbot going wider? Because I know, like you said, it's only like for a certain group of people. Like, is the trial run eventually going to go to everyone, or just is it going to continue with certain groups?
Yeah, that is my goal. Eventually, at some point, hopefully soon, right? That Common App can offer these services to all students, especially low income, first generation, and underrepresented students.
Okay, that's awesome. Do you have any tips for educators as they meet with high school seniors to help navigate the Common App application?
Yeah, well, we now have an app. So Common App is now an app. I know it sounds a little funny, but during COVID, we knew that some students didn't have much access to a computer or Wi-Fi. So in an effort to increase accessibility to the app, we decided to launch our own app. So if you have students, let them know that they can actually do it on their phones. Another thing is the resources on our site. There are plenty of one pagers to print out that educators can keep on their desk or send to their students. So if you go to our website, there are a lot of resources on there. And also, who would I be if I didn't plug our socials, right? We have amazing and helpful content on all of our social channels, and that is at Better Make Room on even TikTok. So I know we just launched our TikTok not too long ago, a couple of months ago as well. And everything from reminders and tips to how to approach the essay section on the application is there. So follow us and, let your students know that we are also a resource, not just an application. And then one last thing, just students are stressed. So I would say open up the space to talk if you can, let them know that there are resources and people to help support them along the way.
So the Common App, the actual app, is it only for students or can educators also use it if they need to update stuff on, like if a student needs a recommendation or any of that?
Yes, educators are allowed to go on there as well. So if a student lists you as one of your recommenders, you would be able to go in and drop in that recommendation as well.
Oh, so we can download the app too?
Yeah. I mean, if you're an educator, you can also get a test account. So if you go on there and you go and you put, there should be an option there for educators. And you can actually look through the entire application. So then you're able to help your students in detail as well.
Okay, that's awesome. Especially because I teach at a university. Some school counselors, they want to be school counselors someday. So I could tell them about this so they could start practicing. They can help their students. I'll be sure to tell them about that. And I know that all the social media stuff that you guys do, all the great tips that you post on everything you described has been really helpful. Like everything from the essay tips to just reminders for students. I think that you guys should continue that because it's really helpful. Like those short segments under a minute, just something that grabs a student's attention.
Yeah, they're amazing. So shout out to our comms team. They take care of all of that stuff. But I also find it really amazing. And it's, you know, short, sweet, and to the point. So it's great.
And is there anything else you would like our educators to know?
Yeah. Just a big thank you and shout out to all the educators. Students trust you a lot. They listen to what you have to say. So please talk about college with your students, even if it's just for 5 minutes. Open up the floor for questions. And I would say, share your story and your personal experience because it matters. When I think back, I was a first-gen student as well and didn't know, you know, much about what college even meant for me. And my family put a lot of value on education very early on. So I just knew I had to get there. I just didn't necessarily know how to. College seemed so far removed from my reality. And I had no idea what I, you know, what it would be like. Hearing personal experiences really helped me put my goals and aspirations into perspective.
Yeah, I think that's so important. And I know for me personally, like I was just in the English language development classes the last few weeks, talking to students about coping skills and motivation and different options after high school. And one of the main things that I shared with them was my beating the odds story. So I'm a first generation college student from El Paso, Texas. And I had a lot of stuff I had to overcome. Like I kind of shared in another podcast, I had to go through speech therapy and surgery and different things. And, you know, I'm doing better compared to like what people thought when I was younger. They didn't think I'd be able to ever publicly speak well. So I was just sharing with the students, like you put in the work and you work hard and you're able to achieve your goals. And I think that's so important because even pulling out the students today, talking to them, they were like, we need some more of those motivational lessons because during this pandemic, it's just been really hard to focus and keep their grades up and just all the stuff that they're dealing with mental health. I think that's so important because it shares and it inspires other people, whatever we're going through, right?
Yeah, there's so much power in storytelling. So I would say, you know, tell your story. It matters. And people are actually really willing to listen as well. Letting students know that, you know, we also struggled. Everybody struggles to get to where they are. Yeah.
Yeah. And at the end of our podcast, we do the Sunshine Spotlight. So if you could tell me at least one thing that's made you happy this week.
The sun is out today, so it's officially fall here in DC. And it has been a bit gloomy lately and a lot of rain. It's been raining quite a lot lately. And I'm just very grateful for some sun today. I'm from Southern California too. So I miss the sun when we start entering the fall and winter seasons here.
Yeah. Well, for me, this past week, I got to present at the California Association of School Counselors Conference on the Reach Higher Initiative and some of the things that I've done at my previous district and current district. And just all the great work that our team is doing, Corona Norco Unified School District. So I'm just very grateful for the opportunity because as you know, I love Reach Higher and I'm just very passionate about it. So huge shout out to all the school counselors that attended those conferences for professional development. And I want to thank you so much for your time today and all that you're doing across the nation for our students and our educators. If you could just say goodbye to all of our listeners out there.
Goodbye. And thank you, Priscilla, for having me.
No problem. Bye, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Reach Higher Riverside. You can follow us on Twitter at RH Riverside. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel at Reach Higher Riverside. You can also subscribe to our iTunes or Google Play Music and give us a rating. Thank you so much for listening in. We appreciate all of you tuning in. And as Michelle Obama would say, when they go low, we reach higher.